This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Actor Jerry Ferrara is a married man. The Entourage star tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend, Brianne Recanto. Former co-star Kevin Dillon posted this on Instagram. They did it! Congratulations to the Ferraras. Ferrara's former Entourage co-stars Kevin Connolly and Emmanuel Chirici were there too. Jerry and Brianne, who also had a role on the show, got engaged in August of last year. Jerry played the role of Turtle from 2004 to 2011. Congrats! The Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki's large ranch burnt down in a massive fire. Thankfully, Galecki was not at the property at the time of the fire and is unharmed. The hideaway home was in San Luis Obispo, located halfway between LA and San Francisco. The 1,200-acre fire burned down the ranch and another property on the estate. Galecki is best known for playing Dr. Leonard Hofstadter on the sitcom. Well, it's a good thing Johnny has five other homes. Adele has canceled the final two dates of her 25 tour, a decision she was, quote, devastated to announce. After performing 121 shows over the last 16 months, the British singer was set to close out her worldwide tour with four sold-out shows at London's Wembley Stadium. However, following medical advice after being diagnosed with damaged vocal cords, the Grammy and Oscar winner decided to cancel the final two. Rumor has it, sorry, couldn't help that, Adele may never tour again. Two pieces of Babe Ruth memorabilia put up for auction by actor Charlie Sheen sold for over $2 million apiece. Ruth's 1927 World Series ring sold for $2,093,000, and one of two original copies of the sales document associated with Ruth's move from the Red Sox to the Yankees went for $2.3 million. The buyer is not known. Sheen bought the items in the early 90s, so what a payday for Sheen. Winning. Michael Jackson's crazy father, Joe, was taken to the hospital after a car crash in Las Vegas. Vegas police said Jackson was riding as a passenger in a car when it was hit by another vehicle that was attempting to make a left-hand turn. The 88-year-old was taken to University Medical Center for observation after complaining of injury. You may recall that just days after Michael's death, his father scheduled a press conference focusing entirely on a new music project. Can you say cray-cray? Natalie Maines has filed for divorce from her husband, actor Adrian Pasdar. The Dixie Chicks singer, 42, shares two sons with Pasdar, 52. The couple's been together for 17 years, marrying in Las Vegas in 2000. They met at Dixie Chicks bandmate Emily Robinson Strayer's wedding, where Maines served as a bridesmaid and Pasdar was a groomsman. Pasdar stars on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, another one bites the dust. One day after turning 34, singer Michelle Branch is engaged to Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney, 37. The proposal actually came when her birthday cake arrived. Michelle said, quote, "Right before I blew out my candles, Carney asked me to marry him, and then I had nothing left to wish for," unquote. The couple met in February 2015 at a Grammy party in L.A. Michelle had been previously married once, and Carney's been married twice. Good luck with this. Congrats! Despite a rocky second season, HBO is moving ahead for another installment of True Detective, and the network is looking to hedge its bets by recruiting some top-tier talent. Deadwood creator David Milch was brought aboard to assist True Detective creator and writer Nick Pizzolatto in the creative process. Now comes word that Mahershala Ali is in talks to star in the forthcoming third season. Ali won the Best Actor Academy Award this year for Moonlight. First Fox News, now Fox Sports. The sports wing of the Fox media empire is the latest to be plagued by sexual harassment allegations. The network has been investigating claims for just a week, interviewing several women, and they already made a huge dismissal. Jamie Horowitz, head of programming, has been fired. We still don't know what Horowitz was accused of specifically, but it must be serious enough to warrant dismissal. Wow, the inappropriate spirit of Roger Ailes lives on. Maria Menounos, who is recovering from brain surgery, has left E! Entertainment News. Maria said, quote, "I had such an amazing time co-hosting with Jason Kennedy and working every day with the wonderful roster of talent on the show, including producers, staff, and crew. It was such a special, good-hearted group and one I'll always consider family," unquote. Maria had a walnut-shaped growth removed from her brain and needs to recover. We wish her well. Iggy Azalea has announced an unexpected collaboration with her former rival, Azalea Banks. The 27-year-old Fancy rapper and the 26-year-old 212 rapper will join forces on Iggy's upcoming album, Digital Distortion, set to be released later this year. The two have been involved in a feud for years now. Back in 2014, Banks slammed Iggy for keeping silent on black issues, leading Iggy to call her a miserable, angry human being. Maybe there's hope for Israel and Palestine, too. The Trash Bin. Too much trash talk for Ed Sheeran? Ed announced he's leaving Twitter because he's done dealing with internet trolls. "I've actually come off Twitter completely. I can't read it," Ed said. "I go on it and there's nothing but people saying mean things. The mean comments that people write really get me down and I no longer want to deal with that," unquote. Wow, and he's not even referring to Trump. That's a whole separate story.
The news wrap-up.
Despite gaining 3.5 million subs between them in the first quarter, the leading global TV services only increased their bases by less than 1%. Microsoft is preparing to lay off thousands of employees as part of a restructuring effort to focus on its cloud services. Samsung is developing a voice-activated speaker to compete with Amazon's Echo. Cash-strapped LeEcho had 1.2 billion yuan in assets frozen over unpaid debts by a Chinese court.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
There's a new box office smash. It's Spider-Man Homecoming.
The number one album.
DJ Khaled's Grateful is the number one album for a second week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still number one.
The number one fiction book.
John Grisham's Camino Island continues to be the most popular book.
Rapper French Montana was born in Morocco and immigrated to the U.S. with his family when he was 13 years old. French made his mixtape debut in 2007 and released his debut studio album, Excuse My French, in 2013. Since then, his success has been steadily growing, and last year, he bought Selena Gomez's L.A. home for $3.3 million. Not bad. Here's French Montana featuring Sway Lee with the song of the week, Unforgettable. French Montana featuring Sway Lee with the song of the week, Unforgettable. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.